It's Gordo and the Observation Deck, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Now, there's a particular woman that George has always been very harsh in judging. Can you guess who that woman is? Let's see if you can guess.
Not J-Lo. Talking about this.
Boy, you got it immediately. Took you half a second.
I've tried the change in the last 5 years, and I don't think you
Stop
guys are
hearing about the Kardashians.
That.
Okay, well, you were just bagging on her probably like a week ago.
You wouldn't know. We weren't together.
Yeah, we were. You were texting me about her. Well, J-Lo was, you know, she's on this.
Oh, gosh, now what?
See?
she's on a tour right now. I forget what it's called. It's called the
Over the Hill Tour.
Okay,
come on.
Jeez.
I'm just trying to guess the name of the tour.
She would never call her tour the Over the Hill Tour.
Well, she admitted at her show on Monday.
She's got nothing.
I don't know whether it was this past Monday or the Monday before, but she was at the Lucca Summer Festival in Italy.
Whoa.
I didn't realize that.
She's doing a music festival, huh?
This is L-U-C-C-A. I'm sure I'm not saying it correctly.
Music.
But during the show, she starts talking about her love life.
Oh, God. We know enough about it. Who cares?
And she's... That doesn't sound like you're real open to hearing about it.
Go ahead.
Doesn't sound like you've changed in the last 5 years.
She says, I have to be honest with you. Sometimes I get in different moods at night. I don't know about you, but I do.
That's why I'm with a different dude monthly.
And see?
Gosh.
He's slut-shaming her. And sometimes I like it hard.
She said that?
Yeah.
Gross.
Other days I'm feeling a little romantic. You put on candles and soft music. On those days, I like it real slow.
Gross.
But there's other days, maybe because it's a new kind of time for me. Maybe because it's summertime and hot outside, I feel a little more naughty.
That and you're like 64, so it's probably a different
time for
you.
She's 55.
She's 56 and gorgeous.
No, she's 55. And she says, you ever get that feeling where you feel like being naughty? On those days, I like it real fast.
Gross.
Why is that gross? You were fine with your grandmother being up on stage
need to hear
talking
from
like
Grandma
that.
Lopez and how she likes it. Who cares?
So
if I went the rest of my life and didn't hear another J-Lo comment or Kardashian comment, I'd be so much better off.
I really don't get why J-Lo is the one that got up under your, put the B in your bonnet.
I don't know. She just has a whole lot of nothing to me. I don't think her songs are that good. I don't think her dance moves are that good. And she's just so irritating to me. And we all have our blind spots, you know.
Yeah, we all have people that...
I don't know. She just winds me up. I don't get it either. She is a bitch. There's no doubt about it.
Whoa, jeez.
Okay, that was
a
drop.
That's a little too far.
I'm not calling her that.
That's a little too far.
I'm just saying she really gets on my last nerve.
One of your main complaints about her is she needs to give it up. She needs to quit trying to be 20 years old or something.
No problem with her performing and going on the Over the Hill tour or whatever it's called. But, yeah, I think she tries really hard to act like she's still 23 and she's not.
You think she doesn't act age appropriate, and I'm trying to tell you that there's a new thought that we should not concern ourselves with how someone of her stature acts.
Look, I don't lose sleep over it.
She does is empowering.
I don't go to sleep at night going, man, she better quit wearing that stuff or I'm going to, you know.
Okay, so here's... 55-year-old J-Lo. I have some...
That would be so sad if you ended it over what she was wearing.
Can't take it anymore, man. She's got so much nothing. And then there's always someone who wants to put
His
her on the cover
is about
of a magazine.
Off.
And I've read some of these articles just like, okay, why are we doing the story? She's got nothing to say that's remotely interesting.
And you can see why we didn't believe you moments ago when you
fine.
Said you changed.
I don't care about that. She's got nothing. So much nothing.
She obviously has something because she's on tour.
Barely.
And does movies.
I thought we heard the last time she toured that she canceled dates because people weren't showing up.
I think she canceled it because she was going through menopause. It wasn't because people weren't showing
no.
up. No. Because she was having hot flashes. She and Ben aren't together again, right?
No, and that's why they say that she's doing this whole tour, and she has this song, Up All Night, which she named the tour after. It's called the Up All Night Tour, not the Over the Hill Tour.
She's having a hard time sleeping because tickets aren't moving.
And she said, as well as her bowels aren't moving. She's having that old person problem.
Look at you.
She said, no, I'm just writing for you. The lyrics to Up All Night is, I'm up all night dancing on somebody, living my best life.
George.
I bet you wish that you were by my side. I got tired of you breaking me down. Look at me now. So Ben was really keeping her down.
Yeah.
That whole...
Yeah, is she together with Ben? Depends on what month you ask.
Ask us
in September, and they'll be back together. And so, she'll be saying how great he is and how great they are together. And it's just like, bleh.
So here are some of her professional grandma portraits that I'd like to share with you. I have some photo evidence to let you tell me whether you think these are grandma appropriate.
Is she a grandma?
Well, she's grandma age.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't think she's a grandma. Yeah,
I don't think she's
a grandma and everything. But so here's some J-Lo material for you. You look at this one. Here's Exhibit A from her concert that night.
Hold on. I need my glasses for this.
He's checking out the dude behind her.
I posted these on X.
Look at that, George. That doesn't look like
don't
a grandma.
Say that.
Oh.
Look. Hi, I'm J-Lo. I've got nothing.
So she's 55 in this photo, and she has like a, what is that guy, about 20... Two or something, maybe?
Yeah, she looks incredible for 55.
Trying to act like they're the same age. I'm not saying she's
not
pretty.
And once again, hey, we would have no problem if this was a 55-year-old guy back behind it. The culture would have no problem with it if he's back behind a 21-year-old up on stage
right.
who's a backup right. dancer that is hired by him. We'd none of us would have a problem with that whatsoever. All right, and here's another one of imagine your own grandmother in this position as the backup dancer is assuming the most canine of positions back behind her.
You don't think that's a 55-year-old trying just a little too hard? That's my other claim.
There's nothing trying hard about that. That's tasteful.
Really hard.
That is very tasteful.
I'll just say she doesn't look 55.
There you go.
Yeah, she looks, you know, she looks good for her age, but big deal.
Okay, and here's another one. Once again, imagine your grandmother having this 8x10 displayed in her home above the TV set.
Oh my gosh.
This is she is riding her backup dancer's shoulders but facing the opposite direction.
Hot.
His face is buried in her Depends area.
How badly do you
know it's great.
Is the I've Got Nothing Tour coming
it's
through
not
Dallas?
Not called that either. I just told you, it's the Up All
Up
Night
Up All Night,
tour.
Sorry.
The
Up All Night.
Do you need this one? I'm going to just hold on to it. Is that okay?
I see.
Fold this up.
He loves grandma stuff.
Grotesque J-Lo.
Don't call it grotesque. This is all you're seeing is just pictures of pure, solid empowerment.
She's just as God made her.
Yes. Whatever
I've said about her is not as bad as what you always say about her.
What do I say about her?
Go ahead.
What?
Say it.
I'm having a hard time even remembering what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Terrible acting.
This is terrible acting.
No, I really don't know what...
It happens every month to her, I guess, unless she has gone through menopause. Maybe not. I don't know.
She ain't going through that no more. She's 55, man.
Don't say man.
She's not troubled by the monthly visit, I don't think, anymore.
All right.
But, yeah, no, it was Craig's claim. I remember it was
Gordon's.
Yours and yours alone.
Craig felt, and this was 20 years ago when you were saying it.
And P1s know this because Gordo has said this about a million times.
That J-Lo suffered from, she looked like the type of person who had really heavy periods.
And that's much more ridiculous and offensive than anything I've ever said.
Like debilitating kind.
See?
Which is a sad thing, right? I mean, it sucks. Anyway, I don't know if we have time for this story, but I'm going to try to squeeze it in real quick. How many times do you put your hand down your pants during the day? There's actually been a study on how often men do this.
I believe I put my hand down my pants an average of 0 times a day.
Really?
Yeah. Down my pants?
Okay.
We're not including going to the urinal,
see, this
right?
This says down.
Yeah, no. I think there's at least a couple adjustments per day for the average guy.
But I'm with Craig. I adjust just like everyone else, but you don't do it down the pants.
Right.
You do it on the outside when you
right.
sit down and have to move your big old hog over.
And they're not including they're not including when I go to a urinal
yeah,
and
I,
reach
no.
down there for my big old hog.
Yeah.
gross. God, man.
No, I don't think they're counting that. You have to pull out your big old hog in front of
hey,
the urinal.
Hey, we get it. God. So hit the horse a couple more times, why don't you?
Dude, would you please let us have a little bit of fun in this world?
There's so much okay, going on right not, now. Could you please
this
not
is a moment
talk
of joy.
Like a ninth grader? It's like,
it's
yeah,
not a ninth
gee,
grader.
I've never heard that one
it's
before.
Not a
hey,
ninth
say
grade.
It again.
I'm talking medical. They research from 2021 is the most recent they found
why
to
did
decide
it take
in this article.
4 years for this to come out.
I don't know. But they found that men stick their hands down their pants on average, 7 times a day. Down
that
the
seems
pants.
High.
That's ridiculous.
A quarter of men fondled their phallus more than 10 times a day.
Fondled?
Yeah, I think that that's just, hey, Siri, give me a colorful verb.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do that to everyone's Siri just then. But, and then there was one guy in the survey who admitted that he does it more than 50 times a day.
That's ridiculous.
So why do men do this? Well, there's the obvious displacement activity. But they also say that men do it to release oxytocin. That's the love hormone. Mm-hmm. And dispel anxious feelings. Some men do it as a self-soothing move when they're lying to someone.
Interesting. It's a tell.
Yeah, it's a tell. Another is a change in societal norms. Men are drawing attention to their masculinity in new ways. That sounds empowering. Mm. That's all I'm doing. I'm just drawing attention to my masculinity in new ways.
Yeah, that sounds like something you'd say.
Speaking of Cowboys camp, remember Barry used to do that all through his press conferences?
Yes,
all the time.
Barry Switzer. And he'd be standing on those milk cartons, milk crates.
Yeah.
And so he'd be a little bit higher than you, so his crotch was closer to eye level, and you just watch him just knocking his balls all over God's green earth with his hand. That was so gross.
So it was empowering for him.
I guess that's what he was doing. And he was grandpa aged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was J-Lo-ing himself up there. And they're saying, and this is an unusual one, that men are doing it more often in public now, also because of the pandemic. Because during the couple years of the pandemic, people got used to just adjusting themselves whenever they wanted to. And then when they were released back into the wild after the pandemic was over, they had formed a habit of messing with their junk more often.
How weird.
And so now you're starting to see more people doing it in public wow. settings.
Wow.
Okay. So there's your human sexuality moment with two hard-hitting stories with your old pal
really
Gordo.
Especially that first one.